What have you lost that you thought was gone forever? Whether it's a set of car keys, maybe jewellery on the beach. I lost a pair of really expensive sunglasses in the beach in Queensland over the summer break. What about a pet? You know, you've thought about finding your pet, you've gone and knocked on doors, you put posters up and you know he's not coming back and you've just given up hope. Well, I've got an incredible story for you that'll make you think twice about losing hope. When Catherine Brady's dog Daisy ran away during a thunderstorm, she never thought she'd see her again. But 9 years later, a miracle has occurred. Daisy's turned up in a shop about 40 kilometres away. I've got Catherine on the line right now. Catherine, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
This is so unbelievable. I don't do lost and found dog stories, but this is beyond it. 9 years later, Daisy turns up.
I still can't believe it myself, actually. It's just surreal sitting here in my living room and looking outside and seeing her back with us. It's just beyond, as you said, beyond words.
So when she ran away, it was 9 years ago, it was a thunderstorm, mm-hmm. and you were in what part of Sydney?
I was living in Croydon at the time with my then boyfriend.
Okay.
Yes, it was actually his dog.
So about, 9 to 10 Ks from the CBD.
Yeah.
Okay. She's turned up in Rooty Hill, is that right?
That's exactly right, an animal hospital. She was dropped off yesterday afternoon.
What's happened in 9 years? Have you been able to
determine? I would love to know.
Daisy knows.
Yeah, if only she could talk, that'd be wonderful.
Only. Imagine what she'd say.
Oh, can't even begin.
So what do you think has happened to her?
We were living quite close to Parramatta Road in Croydon, and, you fear the worst when your dog goes missing.
Yeah.
I just figured someone must have picked her up because, we did scour the area quite thoroughly. And
put posters up?
Absolutely. We did all that, visited numerous shelters and pounds and all sorts trying to locate her in places that were quite some distance away.
Was she microchipped?
Yes.
She had a microchip.
She had a microchip and our phone numbers hadn't changed in that time, which is just ridiculous, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got a call when?
So early yesterday afternoon, I got a phone call from the animal hospital, and I don't think they realised, the story. They didn't know the story, and so they were can you just come and collect your animal? And I was like,
what animal?
Shock! I didn't know what to say, and I just immediately said, Daisy. Yeah, and she's like, yeah, and I just couldn't believe it.
So you drove to Rooty Hill.
After I had to stop by and pick up a few things. We haven't had a dog for quite some time.
Right.
Just some supplies for her to make sure she was comfortable. And
where did they say she was handed in? How was that? How did that occur?
Well, a gentleman, a very kind, loving, animal-loving gentleman nearby, saw her. The weather wasn't so great yesterday, and she apparently wandered into the warehouse where she worked. So he and a fellow colleague apparently dried her off, tried to offer her some food and bundle her up.
And they'd never seen her before?
No. I spoke to him early this morning and, he hadn't seen her before. So I really have a lot of questions unanswered.
So you've gone to pick up Daisy. And what did Daisy do when she cast her eyes on you?
Well, she's probably like, why is this woman losing the plot? I was quite emotional, as you can imagine. I haven't seen her in such a long time. And the shock of just seeing 9 years of age on her, Italian greyhounds are quite delicate little things and, it's taken its toll on her, obviously, as it has all of us. But
And you've had two sons since Daisy went missing.
Two sons, who don't know her and were introduced to her yesterday afternoon. So,
did you ever tell them the story of Daisy?
Yes, we did briefly, but they couldn't imagine them. They had, I've seen photos, but the oldest one, yes, but not the little one. So, and he's been wanting a dog for quite some time now. So obviously someone heard his prayers.
Wow. That.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Daisy's 15, I understand?
She is, she's 15. And we never put a blanket. We had a pink blanket that she used to wrap herself up, keep herself nice and warm in. We never threw it away. And when I went to pick her up, I thought, I have to take that blanket with me. So, she was reunited with the blanket too. I have no idea whether she remembers any of it, but, just incredible.
You just want to hear her speak. and tell you what she's been through in 9 years.
Well,
keep her safe. Don't lose her again, especially during the next thunderstorm.
Trust me.
And enjoy your family. Enjoy her while you got her. Fantastic story.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Chris.
Well done, Catherine. Great story. Can you beat that one? 131873.